morning. My guest this morning is Marty Pistone from the Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Roland, and thank you for that pronunciation of my
name.
Oh,
good. I'm glad you enjoyed that. They screw mine up a lot, too.
Yes, I know. Well, you can imagine.
Right. So the winner of the 2003 Pulitzer Prize, A Guy from Cuba.
Yes.
Right. And this is the show you're directing now.
Yes.
For Sixth Street Playhouse, Anna in the Tropics by Nilo Cruz.
That's correct.
Talk about it.
Okay, Nilo Cruz, wonderful, wonderful playwright. What can I say about the play? It's really about love, underlined with the tragedy of Anna Karenina. And it's a very clever play. It takes place in 1929 in Tampa, Florida, in a cigar rolling factory. And at that time, the automation was coming into the cigar rolling business, and people were, you know, losing their jobs, of course. And of course, the Depression was around that time.
Right.
And as tradition in those factories, they would have what they called lectors. And these are people that would sit in an area in the factory and read stories to the workers, sometimes you know, newspapers, but in some cases whole novels, because of the mundane work that they would have to do rolling cigars. And it was quiet in there, and there was no radio, so to speak, and this was basically their radio. A lot of the workers didn't read or write. Some of them did, of course. And they got their education from these people, from the lectors. And it was the curious thing about it is that the company didn't pay for the lectors. The workers themselves took the money out of their pockets and hired the lectors to come and read to them, because it was part of their, you know, I guess, process to be relieved of the monotony, but also take their mind off the work as it moved along.
Right, right.
And that's what.
Also, they could have conversations and comment about the
stories. Yes, yeah. they held a lot of those conversations, and of course, it inspired thought, and it moved things around. And Nilo had taken that whole situation and put it in a story that kind of reflects Anna Karenina. So you have the Russian kind of novelist inside a Cuban factory, but the comparisons to the people in the play are compared to Anna Karenina and their situation and the love that works between them. It's almost like having a Russian tragedy in Cuban.
This is a very timely show for you to be doing this. I'm sure you know, obviously. It seems like every other person I talk to these days is saying that they hope to be able to take a vacation to Cuba sometime in the next little while.
Yes, I think this is very timely, and I think Mr. Miller did a good job of picking this play at this point. And yes, it's a great play. And one of the things we wanted to do at Sixth Street Playhouse is open our diversity, and we have a lot of Latin players there, and some of the dialogues in Spanish, but very little. But at least we're peppering it a little bit, so then we have some kind of a nod to our Spanish community, which we would like to come out and see this.
I think even
I shouldn't say Spanish, I should say Latin community.
Right.
Excuse me.
I think even that. I think more people are getting into speaking at least a little Spanish.
Well,
just on a regular basis.
Well, I'd hope so. If you live in California.
Receive.
Near San Francisco, and my Sicilian kind of helps me out a little bit,
since
Latin-based language.
Of
but I enjoy it, and of course, you know, I do speak a little Spanish, which is nice.
Is Nilo Cruz around here at all?
No, I think he's back east. He was I think New Jersey when they did the first production.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where he is right now. I don't have a meter on that, I guess.
It'd be interesting to know what he's done. And this Pulitzer Prize was a while ago.
Yeah, it's pretty big, but he's still out there working. I don't have anything off the top of my head I can gather right now to give you, but I'm sure it would be easy to Google and look up.
Right, exactly.
Isn't that wonderful?
Maybe
we have Google.
I'll even do it when I get home.
Yes.
Marty, thanks very much for coming in.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Let's tell people once again that this is Anna in the Tropics by Nilo Cruz. It's coming to the Sixth Street Playhouse on March 11th and playing through March 26th. For information, online, it's sixthstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.